Most people at the well-attended listening session praised Feingold for having spent several months raising questions about the possible war. They also applauded the senator's recent effort to trim $100 billion from the Bush administration's proposed tax cut in order to pay for the conflict. But Whitefish Bay resident Chuck Bainton says Feingold and many other elected officials are skirting the war issue and just won't call the war a wrong move.
Is there no one in the entire Congress who will take the lead in saying that this war rests on two radical new bad ideas, U.S. military dominance perpetually and preemptive war?
Senator Feingold responded that the Bush administration's doctrine of preemption is a bad thing.
It is a dangerous doctrine that I reject. I don't buy the doctrine of preemption. Neither does Senator Kennedy, and neither does that senator from West Virginia, Senator Byrd.
But a Wisconsin Green Party member later blasted Feingold for backing a support the troops resolution passed by Congress last week. Many anti-war groups say the best way to back the troops is to bring them home. Senator Feingold firmly defended last week's vote.
I'm going to stand behind the kids from this state that are over there doing this.
Feingold says a presidential war authority resolution he voted against last fall was more important. And Feingold says as the war against Iraq proceeds, he'll question anything that he believes does not make sense. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.